Richard Bucas and Luis Arques, thanks for joining us on Improvisations. The new album is Diálogos Duo, Homages to Brazilian Masters. Could you maybe tell us a bit about this new project?
Yeah, well, actually, Diálogos Duo is the name of our ensemble, and it basically, Diálogos in Portuguese means dialogues, and the idea is that the clarinet and the guitar, or in some cases the bass clarinet and guitar, just should have a real dialogue, a real mix, not only acoustically, but just musically have a more integrated kind of sound. And so these are the first two suites which I composed for us between fall 2016 when we formed and early spring of 2017. And then we released, we recorded them in live concert at the New School. And then we released the CD late last fall.
So you mentioned that you recorded the CD at the New School. Both of you have connections to the New School.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly. We met there, actually. I was joining a master's program there, and I was auditioning for, you know, chamber music and stuff like this. I was going to the classical department, and mm-hmm. Richard is teaching at the jazz department. And we got introduced by a teacher who heard me playing. He was looking for a sax player, an alto player. And eventually, I mean, when I showed up, he realized I was not playing saxophone. I could maybe fake it, but so he was like, "Oh, you play clarinet? That's great. I have this piece. Let's try if you want. I mean, I don't know. Would you be interested?" And next thing you know, yeah, I was interested, and then you got the CD. We get so many pieces he wrote ever since. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So the whole CD is comprised of pieces that you've written, Richard.
Yeah. These are the first two suites, which I entitled very originally Diálogos for clarinet and guitar, Diálogos for bass clarinet and guitar. And there's a solo bass clarinet piece, Choro Branco, which completes the CD just to kind of round it out and feature the bass clarinet a little more. I've since written four more suites, and we have about 50 movements of music now. And we're working on the third suite to premiere that in the fall and record it in the fall and release it in the spring. And that's going to be dedicated to all choro, all Brazilian choro, and also dedications to each piece is a dedication to a great choro musician.
Well, I would love to ask you more about your compositional process, but real quick, let's talk about why you guys are actually down here from New York, here in Knoxville.
Right. Well, you know, one fall afternoon last year, I said, Louis, we should really think about, you know, International Clarinet Association. You know, they have a convention. There's an application process for performances. What do you think? Let's join. Let's put it out there and see what happens. And sure enough, in December, we got an acceptance from Victor Chavez, who's the convention director and the clarinet chair here at UT. Just a phenomenal guy who's just undertaken a very major convention here. And so we were accepted, and everything has been leading up to this.
From Diálogos Duo's debut album, Homages to Brazilian Masters, that's Frevo na Praça. Let's get back to our interview with guitarist Richard Bucas and clarinetist Luis Arques. So each piece or each collection of pieces, kind of in different sections on the CD, represent different genres.
Yeah.
Could you maybe talk a little bit about what those different genres are?
Well, you can imagine, like, you can imagine going to like a great Indian restaurant and it's a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd like to kind of sample, like, before you leave the door and pay your check, you kind of want to sample as wide a diversity of genres, not only in terms of tempo, but in terms of region and cultural origin. Is it an urban genre? Is it a folkloric genre? Is it more of an indigenous genre? Is it more leaning towards classical contemporary music? The thing about Brazilian music in general, they call it música instrumental, which is just instrumental music. So it could be something like really, really simple, and it could be something super complex, and it's all considered under the umbrella of música instrumental. So, I try and represent as many different, you know, genres as possible. Actually, we don't have one bossa nova because I feel like that's been done already. So we have samba, we have choro, we have guarania, we have northeastern genres like maracatu, frevo, baião. And the next suite that I'm writing, our seventh suite, is going to be dedicated to all the music from the Northeast. So there'll be like about a dozen genres represented that's just Northeast Brazilian music. So, I mean, the idea really is that, you know, I feel that there's I have a mission as a composer to bring much more of a larger picture of what Brazilian music is here in the United States. Because it's such a narrow viewpoint of what it is. So I feel that part of what we're doing, just by what we're doing, is turning people on to like, hey, that's Brazilian too. Wow, it sounds so modal, like the Grateful Dead. That's really that's kind of cool.
But with clarinet and guitar,
right? And the other thing, you know, which is important to point out is that there aren't that many contemporary clarinet guitar duos. Period. And then when you put the Brazilian layer on top of it, there's even less. So I think we're tapping into. I mean, I don't like the word niche, but I really do feel that there's an opening here for us to really, you know, create a body of work and really make a contribution.
So a lot of this music is music that many people might not necessarily be familiar with through their casual listening. So neither of you being from Brazil.
True.
Richard, you're from New York. Luis, you're from France. Where in France, by the way?
From a city called Grenoble. It's in the Alps, like southeast France, near Italy, Switzerland.
Yeah.
And the mountains.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to some more mountains,
Thank you. Yours are beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. how did each of you individually get introduced to this music?
Well, for me, it's been like a 45-year adventure. And so, in short, just like there's different levels of spiritual awareness, just like there's different levels of athletic conditioning, you know, when you're taking on a whole new thing as an artist, as a creative person, you know, each level requires a certain amount of deep immersion over time. Before you really feel like you can start to feel it in your bones, you know, and so for me it's been lots of studying, lots of transcribing, you know, lots of playing other people's music, and then finally, you know, feeling more confident as a composer to go for it myself. So my Brazilian compositions are leaning in the jazz direction or more in the chamber direction, and we're kind of more in the chamber area, but since a lot of the genres we're playing are popular genres, there's a popular quality to the music, even though harmonically it's kind of complex.
Maybe to answer shortly, I'd say I didn't have much background in that, you know, culture, but I mean, I take it from Richard. We play his original music like every piece he writes is usually like, I think every one of them is dedicated to a very famous composer or a musician from Brazil. And so I learned a little bit about them playing music that is, you know, paying like tribute to them. We also did, I was also part of a larger ensemble. We played a major concert, crazy concert. Richard transcribed so many pieces with eight piece band, and that was just fantastic as well. We also do other, you know, we play a lot of original music by Richard, but we also do some other programs where we mix or sometimes just do covers, you know, and this is also a way I get familiar with the playing, with the music. He gives me things to listen to, and unlike him, I mean, I've never been to Brazil. He has, mm-hmm. but I'm traveling, you know. He's like, as he said, he's writing for pieces that are originating from Northeast Brazil styles, and, you know, so I'm traveling there now. Before, we were in Minas, so that's very nice.
Yeah.
So as a classical clarinetist, Luis, these are things that you can take back to kind of the realm that you came up in, and can you apply it to your other studies in a way that, you know, Richard has applied this to maybe his jazz studies?
Oh, you mean like playing Brazilian music? Does that influence my playing in classical music? Is that
the question?
Yeah,
and whether it's your playing or just the way that you think about the music.
I think yes, definitely yes. Mm-hmm. I'd say anything I do as a musician, or, you know, as an artist, everything I'm exposed to when I go to a museum, when I go hiking in the woods or in the mountains, or, you know, it all comes back at some point. So of course, like playing different genres, that has definitely be something very, very important in my class, even in my classical career.
You know, I noticed just in the 2.5 years Louis and I have been together, just his overall playing has much more of a clarity and an edge and groove and much more deep sense of where the rhythms are coming from. And that takes decades, you know, and he's doing it in like 2.5 years. But he's got, you know, tremendous ears and tremendous musicality. And the other thing that I really, the other thing I love about Louis is that, you know, I mean, I'm writing some really difficult stuff for him to play, and he'll always, with a smile on his face, say, "Man, that's really difficult stuff." And I said, "Man, I'm sorry, I know, but it was in my brain, and I thought you'd like to check it out." Yeah. So we're all growing.
So thinking about rhythm and groove, there's a track on the CD called Metacatuki.
Right.
And that begins with a very percussive intro.
Right.
And I think on the CD there are percussion instruments.
No.
Okay, so that is just...
No, that's me.
Yeah, so the first time I heard you or saw you both perform this, I had no idea that you could do that.
Yeah, what you do, well, so Maracatu, I mean, is a very complex, polyrhythmic, like huge ensemble of people playing, but I take two of those rhythmic elements, basically the go-go, which is going gong king gong king gong king king gong king, and I take the E string, the high E string, and bring it back over the B string.
So physically stretching the string.
Physically bringing the string behind the B string and then pressing on one of the highest frets and hanging on for dear life. And then with my other thumb, I'm crossing the A string behind the low E string, and I get kind of like a snare drum. So basically what I'm doing is I'm playing the snare drum and the agogo part as an intro, and then I break into the chords.
Is that a technique that you pioneered, or is that a traditional? You
know, well, actually, the bass thing, flamenco players have been crossing strings to simulate, you know, snare drums and marches. Crossing other strings, I can't lay claim to being the first person to do agogo imitation, mm-hmm. but I'm always looking for ways of doing extended percussion techniques on the instrument.
And if I may add something to this, I mean, as we play, as we know each other better and we know how we play better, he gets confident. I mean, the first pieces he used to write for me were, he used to leave me a lot of time to breathe, you know, in between phrases, and the range was not that expanded, and as he keeps bringing me new pieces, he gets confident. He adds some like extended techniques for the clarinet, and the like goes all over.
All right, well, let's hear one of those confident pieces, Matakatuki. Thank you. We just heard two originals from Diálogos Duo, which is comprised of Richard Bucas on guitar and Luis Arques on clarinet. We heard Maracatuqui and Sempre Jacob, both of which are featured on their debut album, Homages to Brazilian Masters. Richard Bucas and Luis Arques, thanks for joining us on Improvisations.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks.